Greetings, radio friends. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Glad to have you aboard as we go on into the mystery of the consolations. Tonight we're going to get into step two of the consolations as we go into the consolation of Libra. And of course, Libra is the balanced pair of balances. It's what it represents. And our own Messiah, our Savior, our Redeemer, was weighed in a balance. And just like the kingdom of Babylon in the fifth chapter of the book of Daniel, when Daniel gave the king, Nebuchadnezzar, the informational clue to what was coming down in the kingdom of Babylon. This is the first kingdom, and we give you the 17th verse of the fifth chapter. Then Daniel said unto the king, let your gifts be to yourself, and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation of the king, or unto the king. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of people that worry about Babylon, the formation, the reemerging, as if we haven't been in Babylon all alone. You see, we've been conditioned to think that Babylon is a future event when we've been under the influence of four Babylonian kingdoms from the word go. Now, we know there was a temporary pause when the Messiah came in, and spiritually speaking, the Bible said he wounded the head of the dragon, which is the power of Babylon. But here we go into the 24th verse of the fifth chapter of Daniel as we look for the balance the first time that it is mentioned in Scripture. And we want you not to be so carried away with Babylon as you are to be carried away with the solution, not the problem. There is solutions, and it's written all over the heavens for you to save yourself from this untoward generation. This generation will never come into a good kingdom without first the kingdom comes in. And we'll repeat that. Do not look for any good in the world system. Now, if you have food and clothing, be content. Keep yourself unspotted from the world and go about your business daily. Listen as I read in the 24th verse. And this was the part of the hand sent from him, and this was the writing as it was written upon the wall. This is the writing that was written, Meni, Tekel, of Persian. This is the interpretation of the thing. Meni, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you see, there is an appointed time for the establishment of Babylon and the successive ruling four kingdoms in an appointed time, 2,520 years to be exact, that this kingdom will flourish, and then the truth, the revelation, everybody will begin to see what Babylon is all about, that they have been tricked and lured into a trap. And this is how that we are going to discuss tonight the scales of Libra as we weigh your thoughts, your mind, your loyalties, and your desires in the balance. Tekel, verse 27. Here it is, our text tonight. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Now, I have told you that the Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold, was to be given to the Medes and the Persians, and then to the Greeks, and then to the Romans, and so it was. All that has come, all that has gone, and 2,000 years ago, the Roman Empire was at its zenith. It was at its height, and it was at its power. I told you how that the Savior, our Redeemer, wounded the head of this dragon power, Babylon, Revelation 17, for your instructions. But the Bible said all will wonder of the beast that was and is not and yet is. You see, we've gone into a succession, actually. It looks like we have been into a lull of Babylon since 2,000 years ago when the Roman Empire fell, and we have been scattered, divided, and yet you see now, the Bible said, all will wander after the beast that was and is not, and yet it says the deadly wound at some point in the future of time, speaking 2,000 years ago, this wound, deadly wound, would be healed. In other words, she shall reemerge in a totalitarian system that will call all upon the earth, both bond and free, rich and poor, except, I'm going to give you exceptions. This is the solution problem. Ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to nonstop to the problems of Babylon. There are many. It's endless. It will go on until all this rule is put out. But look for a solution. Look for a silver lining behind the dark cloud of a new world order. That's what I'm trying to direct your attention to look up. Then the kingdom then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. The third ruler, ladies and gentlemen, here is an Israelite, a Hebrew, if you will. He was given a position in this Babylonian kingdom that would, he knew, eventually would fall. And so, ladies and gentlemen, make the best out of the lemon that's been provided you. Squeeze it and silver lemonade while you can. Prosper as good as you can. Live holy and at peace with all men if possible. And wait until the time appointed that Yahweh will bring down Babylon. For reference, this is the only chapter in the Bible that tells you the fall of Babylon. It is the 18th chapter. We've spoken on it in the past. Look at the 18th chapter of the book of Revelations, and there you will find the death knell of Babylon. And yet today, ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing the final. You are seeing the beginning of the end of Babylon. Now, she must come to her zenith in power. She must sit at the top of the mountain, mastering everyone upon the earth, casting some into prison. You'll see in the near future, you will see mass arrests, resistors. Those that resist shall be imprisoned, and some will be put to death. We are already talking about, for the first time in the history of the United States, military tribunals with awesome powers already granted by the Congress. Now the Congress was meeting today, scratching their head and saying, now wait a minute. Nobody didn't tell us all this was going to happen. Yet you all are out here saying that you're going to have military. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it is the sly of the right hand and the left hand and the shell game. If they play with us, they confuse us and lead us as a dumb sheep blind into this three-ring circus that they are now exposing. We done have, ladies and gentlemen, we know the proof is here. We have evidence of the United Nations forces, foreign troops, as most of our troops are now being sent abroad. This is the setup key, as they are now bringing in, we already have United Nations countries flying AWACS, and who knows what else lurks in the secret military bases around and under the United States of America and Canada and other nations that they are concerned with, to put down all of the republic, what is left of it, ladies and gentlemen. And we're seeing daily the balance of the situation at hand. Now, let me give you an antidote. Let me give you an escape factor. Let me give you some information about the consolation of Libra. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what's that got to do with my redemption and salvation? Ladies and gentlemen, it's got much to do with your deliverance. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you will get knowledge, then you will be as wise as Daniel. You will know what is to come, how many allotted days will be there, and how long that the true Church of Israel must suffer under the persecution of the final beast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is very frightening as we go now into the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel. And there, he is shown again this great power set up. Then in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, we see the end time comes, and at the time of the end shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children or the church of Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since a nation, and ever to the same time of the end, and at the time, and at that time, and at that time. So times are very necessary for you to understand the situation of what's happening. Don't fret, don't worry, don't fear. Just get knowledge. Knowledge brings confidence. Knowledge brings contentment. If you're ready to die, why are you worrying about what the New World Order is going to do? If you're worried about going to prison, then you're in the wrong faith. Faith must be tried. Faith must be exercised. Faith must be put into action. And ladies and gentlemen, this generation shall catch as much action possibly, and maybe more, than all of the action that has ever come on this world. A time of trouble, you may be living in it right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we are speaking even tonight. And in the ninth chapter of the book of Daniel, Daniel makes a prayer for his people. He prayed, and then Daniel fainted in chapter 8, verse 27. Daniel fainted because in the 24th verse, listen, this is the end time scenario. This is the New World Order. This is the balance. This is the scales. Are you on Yahweh's side, or are you on the other side? You see, a lot of people are in a perplexed situation. They don't really know what to do. They said all this negative information coming down, problem, problem, problem. Babylon is coming. The jackbooted thugs are coming. The government's going to take away our guns. What are we going to do? Oh, woe is me. The walls of Humpty Dumpty are falling. Well, notice this, verse 23. In the latter time of that kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full. Now, who's the transgressors? That is the fallen ones. I've told you and told you and told you we're not alone in this universe. There are other intelligent beings just as live tonight as you are that have plotted and planned this day far in the past for this future event. Now, they know, Satan knows, Satan, really, the real Satan. I'm not talking about a figment, a little spirit floating around with a little pitchfork and a crooked tail. I'm not talking about that kind, as most Christians have got this formed into their mind and the imagination by the false prophets. I'm talking about a real intelligent power that lives in space somewhere with his angels. How many, I don't know. And how many of their offspring, I don't know. But it will be enormous. It will be earth-shattering. If you think 9-1-1 changed the world, you wait until what's coming, which is the announcement of the balanced scales as Satan comes in full power. When the transgressors are come to the full, then the king of this Babylon, a furious countenance and understanding very wise of dark sentences, he shall stand up. In other words, where's he been since the Garden of Eden? This mysterious, elusive figure has not been seen since the Garden. Most people have talked about him in their minds, encountered him in the temptations and things, and they blame that on Satan. That could be just an illusion of your carnal mind. Because Satan is just as real. He was able to father children in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Now, has he aged one day? In reality, no. He has not aged, but he's become wiser. Notice this. And his power, he shall bring power, and it shall be mighty. He shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. Are you listening? He shall. Who is this Antichrist? This is the imitation Christ. This is the one that most religions worship. They think that they're doing Yahweh a service when they're worshiping Lord and God, and they are being weighed daily in the balances and found wanting. do not worry about the kingdom of Babylon if your name is on the Lamb's book. You will not take any mark. You will not have to surrender your spiritual integrity to a superpower. You don't have to worry about this nation being gone. This nation was set up wrong from the word go. You say, oh, our Constitution was, it was sacred and it was holy. There was nothing holy about our Constitution. Our Constitution was for the people and by the people. Now, you tell me from the word go, since we chose a king, George Washington, over us, how many times that we have had the authority to execute or to engage or to practice in the divine covenant laws of Scripture. You say, well, we're all given a free right of choice, and that's it. You've still got that right of choice right now. I could have that right of choice if Babylon come in tonight and they locked in, took away every gun and put me in 10,000 prisons. I could still have a choice within my mind of who I would bow the knee to. Remember, Baal and all of Israel had worshipped him with the exception, and I repeat, with the exception of 7,001 who had not bowed the knee to Baal. They were all weighed in the balances and found wanting except 7,000. Praise Yahweh. Now, let's get into the solution here. Look up into the consolations, get these tapes that I'm teaching on, and find out how you can solve the great mystery of Babylon, how you can escape. That was written in the stars millions and perhaps billions of years ago, since the inception of this universe and the stars. Whenever they were formed, they were put in perfect position in orbit, and there they have stayed for eons. And they call out. These are the quasars, the stars, the light, the emission, the electronics that we've talked about in the Ascended Master series, and this is the part that gives you the understanding of what we're talking about. Now, the constellation of Libra, it consists of 51 stars. Remember I gave you the first star systems of Virgo, and we started with 7, and then we got to 9, and now we are at, then we were at 8, and now we have 6 here. Now, 5 and 1 is 6, the constellation of Libra consists of 51 stars. Now, why 51? 5 and 1 is 6. It shows you the dual nature of the balanced. You're either on Yahweh's side or you're on Satan. You either weigh enough or you don't weigh enough. Praise Yahweh. And this is the balanced situation. Now, the constellation was blended into the heavens by Yahweh, and this is where that we get the picture of the scales. And in Greek mythology, Libra represented the balances of the goddess of justice, in which the fate of all mortal men must be eventually weighed. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not mythology, that is true. The Egyptians identified Libra, the constellation, with the scale, beam, by means of which they measured the Nile flood. They related it to their own experience of the Nile. And in that constellation, they knowed that when this constellation was above them, that the Nile will flood. And that is the proper meaning of why that they used it and why that they identified with it. But we are going to get into something tonight that will give you a deeper understanding than what the Greeks and the Egyptians had. Ladies and gentlemen, now there's no excuse for us not to know these things. And in this, we need to save ourselves, as I have mentioned, from the untoward generation. The scales convey the ideal of purchase, and the names of this sign indicate the range of meaning attached to it. In Hebrew, it is called Mozamian, meaning the scales, weighing. In Arabic, Al-Zubbadina, meaning the purchase or the redemption, and Coptic, meaning the station or propitiation. Latin is graciousness, and its present name in Latin, Libra, which means weighing. Now, the four bright stars in the constellation, by their names, supplies us with the full meaning. The first star is Zebion al-Jambunya, the price deficient. Listen to that, the price deficient. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know the Bible says that the heavens were searched and the earth was searched. And let me show you something, another mystery. Beneath the earth was searched. What's beneath the earth, ladies and gentlemen? Have you ever wondered what's in the interior? Have you ever wondered if there are underground bases or somebody living there that you don't know anything about? Is there going to be a surprise in the near future that we are not alone and that we have visitors from different places, places that would surprise you? We believe so. The second star is Zubin al-Shamayah, the price which covers. Oh, my heavens. Now, you've got the price deficient, that's in one balance, and the price that covers. And that's what Christ was all about. He came to cover the deficient price. Those that were not worthy to pay the price themselves, he came as a sacrifice or a balance into the scales to pay what you could not pay and redeem who you could not redeem. Now, the other two in the star system, Al-Guba, meaning heaped up high, and Zibin, meaning the price of the conflict. Now, let me repeat that. The price of the conflict and heaped up high. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the price is going to come, and it's going to be heaped up high, and it depends on where you stand with the Father and the Creator. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the rest of the story about Libra. You don't want to miss this. This is good. With the word. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we're into a good one tonight, Libra and the Constellation, and we're going to go in deeper tonight as we paint the picture, or we look at the picture, we trace the drawing in reality of what our divine creator, the mighty ones, as they formed this pictorial star system in the universe, this band of constellations, the 12, representing the 12 tribes. See, this is a family thing, ladies and gentlemen, and we're speaking tonight to the family of Jacob Israel. This depicts a man in the constellation as he lifts the scales in one hand and grasps a lamb with the other. The lamb has the form of an ancient weight. All this clearly relates to defaults, defects, and accusations involving penalties, prices, and payments. You see the price. What did they value his price? 30 pieces of silver. These 30 pieces represent the three minor constellations within the 12, giving you a 360-degree circle above, as the pictograph tells you plainly. From the very beginning, he declared the end and painted a picture, and only the wise can see it. These ideals are but a continuation of the story of the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15, appointed to recover the fallen house of Jacob from the serpent's power. Recovery requires eternal justice, weighing the lack and the awards of sin on the other hand, and the price paid for the redemption of the other. Ladies and gentlemen, we had to have redemption, and this is the price, and this is the price paid, and there's nothing in the balance wanting when you're on the redemptive side of the Father's grace and will. This is for the lost sheep and the lost sheep only of the house of Israel. I just wish that we could come together in feast and fellowship, and we could teach and describe and diagram and show you pictures of the great constellation above your head, showing you in the bands these figures as they display the awful, awful power of the Creator as he declared the end from the beginning. Now, this basic theme is for Jacob and Israel. It is a man weighed in the balance as he, as man, is found wanting. The price of redemption from sin is too high for mortal Jacob to pay. One of the scales is up, which says to universal Jacob, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Yet the other side of the scale is borne down within the star named, listen to this, this is going to blow you away, the price that covers. and this consolation at the bottom of the balance where the scales is tilted in our favor is the star, and the name given to it is the price that covers. What the accepted price was is to consist of is more fully explained in the lesser consolations, and we begin with the lesser consolations, and let me show you what they are. First consolation within the minor consolation within the consolation of Libra is the crutch, meaning it consists of five stars. Five is grace. Now listen to me. This figure consists of four bright stars placed in the form of a cross. It is called, ladies and gentlemen, the Southern Cross. Will the South rise again? According to this, the price has been paid, and next time, get it right, we win. It sits in the darkest section of the heavens, in the very lowest part of the sphere, and is by far the most conspicuous star group in the southern heaven. At the time of the birth of the Messiah, the Southern Cross, that is his call, was just visible in the latitude north of Jerusalem. Since then, through the gradual recession of the polar star, it has become invisible at that latitude. I wonder why it's faded from view of Jerusalem, that place where Sodom, you see, they rejected the cross. They rejected his redemption. They rejected him because in John 1:10, he was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. There it is. Tradition says it disappeared from the view at the time of Calvary. You can only see the Southern Cross, ladies and gentlemen, here in the west at the lowest part of the elliptical pattern as it drops down. The Hebrew name for crutch or the cross in this consolation is Adam, which means cutting off. He died, first Adam of the earth earthly, he died for this first Adam. It refers, in fact, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. And right there it is, ladies and gentlemen, in the Southern Cross, this great consolation means cut off. Now, only Yahweh in his wisdom can do this. So, ever since that the Messiah bore the shame of the cross, it has been a sacred and most significant emblem to all Christian believers. Now, let me take you back and properly state that it was not a cross. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, why, I've seen him hanging on a cross. No, ladies and gentlemen, he did not die on a man-made cross. He died on a dogwood tree, now since named dogwood, and the blossom and the petals depict the wounds and shows you in the spring, go out and pick a dogwood blossom, look on it, and look at the little skinny, scaly tree that has now ceased to give its full growth potential because it was such a shame for the creator of the earth, for that wonderful tree to be used as the emblem, and he died on a tree. This is the sacredness of about that. Now, let's go down to the history of pagan religions. In all ages, it's replete with claims of divinity. I believe there's about 18 sons of God in ancient mythology that was crucified, that had a virgin mother, and so on and so forth. And so a lot of the Christian mythology, paganism, has crept into it, and most Christians today still bear the fruits of this paganism as they go into Easter rather than Passover. The Feast of Passover was replaced by the goddess Ishtar, as she now is worshipped in Esther. Praise Yahweh. So, you see, truth, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're looking for. How can you save yourself without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? And if he's sent by Yahweh, he will give you the rest of the story, or he will feed you with information that is able to save you. The cross, or the crutch as it is called, stands among the starry symbols of ancient astronomy, precisely as it stands in our day in truth. It is a token of the price of which our redemption was to be brought forth. The next in the series of the heavenly signs gives us a fuller and clearer indication of the redeemed price. Now, we're going to the second in the minor consolation, and the name of it is Lupus, or in Latin, this is a Latin word, it means actually the victim. Now, it consists of 22 stars. Now, if you divide 22, you've got two levens, which is 11 or 1111. That has a lot of meaning, and for a lot of people, it has a special meaning. Here we find the figure of an animal as it is slain by the spear of the centaur. It is in the act of falling down dead. Its Greek name is Thara, a beast, and Lycos, a wolf. Matter of fact, if you own an internet and you're listening to me on a download tonight, one of your search engines is Lycos. It means a wolf, as it preys through the bits of information, and that's where Lycos came from on your search engine. Its Latin name is Victima, but more commonly called the animal. The modern name of this sign is Lupus, again, a wolf, because in the modern zodiac it looks like a wolf, but there is no ancient authority for this to be displayed, that it is in any animal. The ancient Egyptian zodiac of Dendera perhaps best explains the meaning. There, the constellation is pictured as a little child with its fingers on the lips. Although the Egyptian mythology refers to him as Horus, the beloved son of Osiris and the Virgin, he was also called Shura, meaning a lamb. There it is. Isaiah prophesied of the Messiah. He is brought forth as a lamb for the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. Men in their ignorance nailed the Messiah to the tree, but it was he who gave himself liberally and freely into their hands. Remember, he said, as he prayed, he revealed that he could call 12 legions of angels and deliver himself from this fate, and yet he chose to go there for you. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the astounding fact. If you would have been the only sheep that he had upon earth, he would have come and endured just for you. And that's what the scripture says. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his brethren. You see, Jacob Israel is going to have to really grow up here in the last days. Now, the quickest way for you to grow up, Jacob Israel, is strip him of all his pride, throw him into a prison, beat him and mocking and evil entreating. That's what Jacob Israel is going to have. You're going to have to take the conveniences, the luxuries, the modern luxuries of this Babylon kingdom will have to be stripped away. All of his freedom must be stripped away. And then, if you will endure the hardness as a soldier, remember the warning, some of you will be put to death. You will become the victim yourself in the last days. And Yahweh says, I lay down my life. I will take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. John 10:17, verses 18. Therefore, we see in Lupus a celestial preview of the scriptural message of his love, that he knew no sin, and he consented to become an offering for you and for sin. He felt the agony and the shame of the torture stake, and that he might have eternal redemption through his blood. And being found fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the torture stake. Philippians 2:8. In substance, Lupus in the consolation of Libra or Victima indicates the nature and payment of the price of redemption. For it says in the law, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Ezekiel 18:4 and Hebrews 9:22. And so then, this man on his great torture stake died for you. Praise Yahweh. Now, the third and final in the consolation of Libra, and I must hurry if I get this in, is the Corona Borealis, or the Northern Crown. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I need to spend an hour on to show you the great glory as his death, burial, and then his resurrection. The great king ascended into the heavens and took his proper place on his throne, now waiting for his sons and daughters to come home. This is the Southern Cross, which follows and is connected with the Northern Crown. So the death of the great Redeemer is followed by his triumphant reward, the Messiah, who was brought up again out of death in immortal beauty and glory, fitting for a king. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the great redemptive promise. There is a crown laid up for those that love his appearing. Now, if you love him, you must suffer with him, and if you reign with him, you must suffer with him. So then, drop your pride, swallow all of your pride, get used to living in poverty, give up the riches and the pursuit of them, live a simple, wholesome life, reduce your expenses, owe no man nothing, and then you will be happier than you've ever been before. For if you seek to have the world, you shall have nothing. If you seek nothing, you shall have all of the treasures of the world and the kingdom to come. And a crown was given unto him, Revelation 6:2. Thou art worthy, O Redeemer, for slain, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood. You see, it's a genetic blood covenant, ladies and gentlemen. His blood for our blood. Our blood must match his genetic blood. And for Jacob Israel, he died. For one family upon the earth, he came and suffered the redemptive price. He redeemed you while you were yet lost and in your sins, Jacob Israel. Thus ends the concluding section of the second chapter with the glory to the Lamb. An extension of this prophecy is yet further. When the second coming of the Redeemer, every tongue shall confess that the Messiah, Yahweh, Yeshua in a flesh body, is Yahweh to the glory of God the Father, Philippians chapter 2. So, in the southern Milky Way, look for the jewel box, the crown. Look for the victim as he is in the southern region of the constellation of Libra. Ladies and gentlemen, this wonderful, wonderful news. Now, I'm Pastor Buddy, and tomorrow night we will get into the other constellations as we go one by one to show you the message written in the stars. This is wonderful, joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. You need to have this information at your command that you might save yourself, because if you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, then all the knowledge you can get, maybe, just maybe, by the skin of your teeth, as Job said, you might be able to save yourself. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy, simply call area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, and I appreciate those that do write and those that tithe into this ministry, and for your love offerings and support, much, much needed, much, much appreciated. Yahweh bless each of you. It's every day when I prepare, we're on here 5 nights a week, and when I prepare this message and my thought process, it is directed toward you that respond to me, and I have a family there that I can't see in the radio, but I know you're there holding up my hands through faith, praise Yahweh, that I may preach the gospel without any restrictions. And for that, I'm eternally grateful to you, as I will see you in the future constellation of the constellation of Leo, as we come riding in with the Redeemer and the Creator. Those that remain will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. If you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, simply address your mail, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, I'm sponsored by Miracle 2. Let me give you some clues about Miracle 2. This is a wonderful, fine product, and it's used now all around the world. Praise Yahweh, and for that we are grateful, because this is a poor man's solution to the problems that he endures. You can afford this product because it is concentrated, it can be diluted, it can be used in so many ways and for so many, many, many things. Now, I'm talking about the combination of the soap and the neutralizer. What a marvelous formula, bought and paid for by the Redeemer of Libra, as he sets the crown upon his head, he said, doubtless I will come to visions and revelations. Well, this good brother, Clayton Teddington, the inventor, or actually he was the instrument just to bring it into the world, because the invention was given to him in a vision as a handwriting according to the scriptures, as we look here again in the 5th chapter of the book of Daniel in the 27th verse, where there was a hand writing on the wall. God weighed in the balance and found wanting. This is just one of the many things and the little treasures that the Father gives us and his people, something to aid and benefit those that are down here upon the earth for a short sojourn here upon this planet. And in appreciation for that wonderful message on the consolation of the Redeemer, the price paid, I was weighed in the balances and needed a Savior. And Pastor Buddy said the consolation of Libra displays the three reasons why that the deficient price, the price to cover, and the price paid was all given by our Redeemer. Praise Yahweh. And he did it for the seed of Jacob Israel. Now, again, my telephone number, call me after the show. Talk to me. Praise Yahweh. I'm friendly. I'm user-friendly. Praise Yahweh. You can ask me anything that you would like to about the consolations. I don't know it all, but I know a few things that might delight you in the revelation. Simply call area code 423-626-2172. And we're not talking problems here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking solutions, and that is a rare. We listen to talk radio, and we listen to the local news and the national news and the international news. And most of it is problems, problems, problems. And the gospel is the other. Save yourself and enjoy yourself while you're here in Babylon, as Daniel did with a gold chain around his neck. You see, the Father has promised that we would eat the good of the land, that he would clothe us, feed us, and shelter us, and take care of us if we would trust him and be willing to lay down our life for our brothers. Greater love hath no man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me, and or you can write me, simply 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee, zip 37824. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, Jacob Israel, we love you as even did the King of all kings, Yahweh, the soon-coming Messiah to redeem you from where you're at. Praise Yahweh. So, Yahweh bless you and see you tomorrow night.
We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.